When you say you rap for me, rap for me. When you say you die for me, yo. Die for
me. Hey guys. So I was wrong. Well, I was right at first, and then I was wrong. It's 10 episodes.
It is 10?
Yeah.
Oh, you was wrong last week.
I was wrong last week, so there's still one more. That's good.
Hey, I like this right here.
Yeah, it's cool. It wasn't a lot of music to pick from this week. It was all kind of whack, personally, but there was a Brent.
Who is this?
Her name is Tasha the Amazon. Cause she probably big.
Interest. Shout out to Lizzo.
Fuck that bitch. I am not. I'm not a fan. I don't. No, this is fine. Lizzo, I can't. Ready? He feeling it. I'm
feeling it. Yo!
It's episode 9. Insecure Recap Show. I'm Chris. That's Ben.
What up, what up, what up? Y'all like that, bitches. Bitches. Ayy.
For sure.
Bitches. Ayy.
Stupid. Anyway,
bitches.
What's up?
What up, what up?
Nothing much. Ready to get into this episode?
Yeah. I don't know how I felt about this
one. In general or the first scene or?
In totality.
Okay. I feel similar.
It's like, it was like the beginning, the end, and then a lot of filler in the middle.
Yeah. I was, I found myself recapping it for my boyfriend today and I realized it wasn't about shit.
Oh man. Shout out to Abby for, at least he listening to you.
Yeah. Because I end up watching it before he do. So he just asked me.
Oh, he watch it too?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, that's cool.
So if I end up watching it for the show before he do, he'd just be like, all right, tell me what
happened.
And I was like, so it was like a lot of like bitches acting fake. That was pretty much the episode.
All right. Okay, so.
A lot of sex in the first part.
Yeah, man. Shout out.
You can always tell when it's about to be like a mediocre sex scene on because everybody online goes up. Yeah, I got to have better sex.
Shout out to
that's
them,
like a regular
man.
Monday.
I fucked with the makeup. It's that reconnecting sex is amazing. It's a lot of it.
Or, you know, when... You just have, like, regular sex like that. It doesn't have to be, like, because of something.
Nah, when you get comfortable, that shit goes down.
Depends on who you're with, I guess. Anyway. So, yeah. Opening. A lot of sex.
A lot of sex.
A lot of them connecting, but not really knowing what they're connecting to, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, they're... She...
What?
I don't know. He played it well, but, like, she kind of hit him with the what are we... question.
I mean, is that a wrong question to ask somebody that was something with you at one point?
Yeah. You let it ride. You let it ride, man. You enjoy the moment.
That was the end result of the conversation, though. It was pretty much like, we're having fun.
Yeah, it's like, I miss you.
Yeah.
We're having fun. Sex is amazing. We're spending time with each other.
I don't feel like...
But don't hit me with a...
I don't feel like I would have asked that because I don't like being disappointed in things people say.
Yeah, so that's why he's like, what do you want us to be?
Which is my...
Shout
which
out.
Is AKA get up and leave, girl.
Yeah, I'd have been like, what you mean?
But, yeah, so they bring up Condola. They, if I say Lawrence.
Yeah, Issa brought up Nathan.
Yeah, I was about to say, what's that nigga name? Nathan. And he was on her phone.
That is... Because they're not in a, they didn't really answer, like, what are they? She hit him with the what are they, and he kind of.
Didn't answer.
He didn't answer, and then she comes right back with Nathan. To me, that's more.
It wasn't right back. He literally had text her. He literally text her while they were having a conversation.
Yeah, that's right back.
What's the point?
If I didn't ask your what are we question, I don't care what you have going on. If we're exclusive, I understand. Like,
he care, though. I hear what you're saying, but he care.
Man, look.
He care.
That's too much, man.
He care. He could have shown her exit stage left after that third nut if he wanted to. He just chose not to, so.
like I said. And but then, anyway, it just so happened that while they were, you know, vibing during the day, that Nathan hits her up and was like, yo, I'm moving. You trying to help? Yo, and instead of her, yo, I'm moving out of a Bruce Lee house. You just got me calling him Bruce Lee, and I know his name. I think I know his name. Anyway, so he hits her up, and instead of her responding immediately or thinking of something clever to say, what does she do? She results to asking the person that she's with whatever they are. And he said, it's okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we were. And that was the end of the conversation. That's what I'm saying. Like, she didn't really bring it up. Like, now, did she bring up Condola out of the blue? Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a plot. That was a plot right there. But, again, it's too much. You crowded me now.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it. But, I mean, you also got me at your house fucking all day, so.
Yeah, that's not fucking therapy.
I feel like you're talking about this like they weren't in a committed relationship at one point.
Yeah, but that's done. Too much stuff has happened since then.
Oh, so I just want to be clear that when I said stop getting boggled down on time and things like that, you was like, nah, get boggled down on time. And now I just want to be clear that now that we're in a place that we can be boggled down with time, now you're like, nah.
I'm saying, I know.
I just want to be clear, bro.
I know the feelings are there, but y'all having fun, man. It's not the right time right now.
See, but then you open up the door of like, when is the right time? If it's never, it's not the right time now. It's not right. It's never.
You
right
like fall into that shit.
That's we're not like depressing.
Third grade. No, do you want to be with me?
That sounds depressing. Do you want to live fall with into me? Relationships like I you still want to have. I still want to have the conversation. Can I stay here?
How do two grown people have a are we together conversation?
Talking about future things. What plans we have in the next 6 months, a year, like individually together. And if we don't have no plans together, then there's my fucking answer.
I just normally is, you know, y'all meet, y'all start fucking, y'all spend a lot of time together.
I don't want to be nobody. Y'all move in with each I don't want to be no nobody's common law girlfriend. Like, how does that sound? I still get comfort from the conversation, and not even like, am I your girlfriend? But like on some like, all right, what are we doing here? Like, and it's okay. Like, I'm 34 though. Like, so like you tell me that we're just having fun, and I'll have fun with you for a minute, and I gotta go. But yeah. So anyway. So
interesting. Interesting.
Just true.
Point of view.
So yeah, so she brings up Nathan. Lauren seems to not have an issue with it, so that's that. She also brings up Condola. And this is where we kind of find our answer. So she's not pregnant, because that's what we thought. No, but it's very interesting that they chose to not have that conversation on screen.
Just it's over.
Yeah, that was so random, and it felt like Kerry Washington didn't know that was part of the story.
Or they was just like,
oh, shout out to Kerry like Washington, because she directed this episode.
Dated a storyline like right in front of us, and
they really did like she did a like a racial hate crime or some shit.
Oh my like, like you don't deserve any of your storyline. Just
that's it.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
Killed off.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
I really thought at least we could have gotten the conversation to hear what the fuck she needed so bad.
She didn't even get her like what's the old girl name that I really, really love?
But you don't know her name.
I don't know her name.
He don't love her.
She had a real baby by the dro dude.
Oh, the girl from the bank.
Yeah, at least you know she got her fuck shit off. Like you know you the worst type of fuck nigga.
Yeah.
And that's then true. You know that was the end of her shit. Condola was just like,
that was a good cuss out too.
Just okay.
Yeah.
What the fuck she say?
Nah. Who?
Whatever her and Issa had, that was it. Wasn't that it? That was the last?
The last time when she checked in at the block party?
Yeah, they fired her. That's fucked up.
Yeah. I really kind of want to know if she did a racial hate crime or some shit. Like, I want to know what's happening.
Vince Staples got more screen time than you. That's fucked up.
Nigga, that was like 2 weeks ago. I love how you won't let it go. hated him, but she won't let it go.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So, I mean, I can assume that she wasn't pregnant. Or maybe
I mean, we'll never know now. Shit.
Lawrence just sent the 250.
We never know. And it's crazy. Like, we got a Kerry Washington directed show. Mm-hmm. We didn't get the Kerry Washington face.
I don't. Do we want that? I don't know if I need that in every space of my life. I mean, life. She could have did it in Little Fires Everywhere.
She could have did it in like the Finding Tiffany, whatever the fuck that shit is. What the fuck?
She could have been on the screen crying. I can't even do the face. It's so ugly.
Yeah, what's the show within the show? What's that shit called? Finding Tiffany?
Finding, was it Natasha? Finding Latasha.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she could have been in that. Crying and shit.
With that face. Why does she cry like that?
I don't know.
I'm interested to know if that's her fake cry or if she actually cries like that. Like somebody got to really hurt her
feelings. I hope that's not like her sex face. Yeah, it'd be over. It'd be over. It'd
her
be
her fucking
around.
Top lip trembling and shit.
Fucking chin and expand.
Oh, this thing feels so good.
Nah. It'd be over. It'd be over.
Yeah. So, anyway. Then we, that's pretty much the end of that. It's just us getting an idea of how they've been since the last time they hooked up. Very close and snuggly. Pretty much back to where they were, but without saying that this is where they are. Right?
Without the title.
Yeah.
Good for Lauren for, you know, with the curve.
Is it the curve?
Hell yeah, because he's like, what do you want us to be?
That is such trash. I hate everybody like that ever said that.
Why?
Because that's ridiculous.
No, it's not. You're putting we're manifesting this and you want to put a period on it.
I wish I could see my eyes right now.
I'm just saying, man, y'all ruin a lot by wanting to know too fucking much. Just fucking live. Just saying. I'm just saying. Shit.
All right. So anyway, then we cut to the scene where Molly is in therapy.
I wouldn't even call it therapy. That's
talking to her black auntie.
She was just
talking. Ain't that what therapy is? Just talking. I don't know if therapy has like a complete like structure.
I think it was more so. She just wanted to hear herself speak.
No, that's. But I mean, look how far we're into this season and how many seasons have passed, and we know this
because it wasn't she. When you go, at least in my opinion, when you go to therapy, you're going to find solutions.
She can't find solutions if you don't talk.
She was just, all she was doing was kind of like ranting without including herself in the problem.
Again, that's kind of Molly's swag. That's what she does. She likes to find reasons for things, fucking the demise of things that have everything to do with everything but her.
She was trash. Who fucking dressed her this episode? God fucking.
Yikes. I don't even think I noticed.
Oh my God.
I saw her stand up though. It was good. You watched that? I'm so sick of you. Did you watch it?
What?
Did you watch? So, no? Like, can you just say no? Like, I don't understand. Like, anyway, it was.
I don't want to fucking hear her, like, with African punchlines every 2 seconds.
It's not an African punchline every 2 seconds.
I see my mama and she, what do you do? I want to hear that shit.
Because you saw that one clip on HBO. Girl.
I don't want to hear that shit, bro. She can have that shit.
All right. Anyway, so she's talking in therapy. And one thing I can appreciate about her therapist is that if you guys remember when she was going through the search of looking for a therapist and how difficult that was for her. And now she's at a place where not only she feels comfortable talking to a therapist, but also being open with the therapist and also being able to receive the things that the therapist is saying.
She ain't receive shit the therapist said, though.
Okay, well, from what I heard, there was things for her to receive from the therapist. And I think that a lot of it has to do with her need to stop thinking that she's the center of everything and all, but at the same time, understanding that she may also be the cause of some things. So she likes to point the fingers and blame people, but she never really stops to think about if she should be blaming her own reaction to it, if that makes any
sense. But then later on in the show, her demeanor, you know, would say, you're not putting in any work that you received from therapy.
That's what I'm saying. There were words to be received. So maybe I should have rephrased myself. She did not receive them. But I think I was just saying that I appreciate that she finally found a therapist, whether or not she wants to listen to her or not. But like finally there was a therapist that's actually speaking real shit back to her.
But like the homie
said, that's cool, bitch. But
like
also,
the homie said, you know what I mean? I've been going to the gym the last 3 years and ain't lost no weight.
Who's been going to the gym?
Me.
Your line now, sir.
And I ain't lost no weight. So you can still go to therapy and not
Because that's because you're choosing not to receive. You're choosing not to receive that fucking abdomen crunch. Like, you're choosing not to receive that Stairmaster.
You fucking, you getting your TD Jakes on with this receive shit.
You choose not to receive. I'm just kidding. My Cash App is Kitty Piker.
You fucking idiot,
for this.
Dude.
All right. You need. Why? Can we just. I'm too drunk for improvising. Can we just stick to the. All right. So, fuck. I keep messing with my microphone. I don't know if y'all can hear me. So, like, I'm going on a roller coaster because I keep touching my mic and it keeps falling. I'm so sorry. Can I just say, you call? We're doing this way too late. I had way too many drinks.
Oh boy.
Okay, cool. So now I just hear receive. Oh, you're so annoying. This is the third week in the row now.
Shit, bro.
All right.
It's not even me this time. I try to come here professional.
Literally say stuff without smiles on my face and then you start cracking up. I'm dead ass serious. All right, so we see Molly in therapy. Does she get what she's supposed to get out of it, I guess is the question, and we find out later that fuck no is the answer.
Yeah.
So what happens right before what prompted Issa to be calling all these people? What happened?
She wanted the advice. If she should,
If she should go and help.
If she should drop Nathan because she's getting.
Well, not drop Nathan, but should she go help him? Right.
That's basically like dropping him. That's the one foot out the door. You helping a nigga move now? Like, it ain't. I would think there are no emotional ties. You just helping him move. That's some homeboy shit. But
it is. But if you don't have that conversation, but if you feeling like you
can't.
First,
if you feel like you can't help your homeboy move, that's kind of like.
Because every point where Issa is dealing with Nathan, it's always, to me, it's always left unresolved. And I feel like that's kind of still where they are. And I think that she is in a place where she's okay with where she's going. But I feel like Issa has a really hard time with fucking tying up loose ends.
Mm.
Personally. So. So. Well. Anyway, after all of the fucking calling around California, and she even like stopped for a second to decide if she was gonna call Molly.
Yeah, and then that little dream was a little wild.
Yeah,
but that's real shit though.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
that's the fucking sticky part about like when you don't reach out to people for resolution. When you reach out to people to overlook the problem and try to get past it.
Yeah.
And then you run into where, in her little like imagination, where people can point the fingers and be like, you're being selfish as fuck. Like, here you are, or we have a collective situation that we need to resolve. And here you are just fucking bombarding me with your issues as usual. Friends have a tendency to do that often. And we have to stop and pull back and make sure that the conversations and the relationships that we're having are not just self-serving, but they're also serving and may have a purpose to the person that you're involving.
That got to be tough, though, to, like, get almost, like, anxiety about reaching out to your best friend. I could see, like, an associate or just a nigga you deal with.
I hear you.
But your best friend, like.
At the same time, you know that person, right? So you know how overreactive this person can be. You know how fucking holding on to grudges this person is. Like, so at the same, like, I hear you, but at the same time, I can totally understand that.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up. Mm. And then she called Kelly, and again, man, that's not her fucking.
Yo, Kelly with the bilingual.
Man, that's not voicemail. That's not her position, man.
You want Kelly to be the class clown so bad, like
that's her way.
She's an adult also. So
another season, man. She gonna be on the front of a fucking syrup bottle.
Not a, cause she fat.
No, just, I don't know. She can be like real fucking. I don't know. grits and pancakes vibe on Sunday morning in the kitchen.
That's a lot of fucking starch. I just want to say that.
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
All right.
She definitely cooks Sunday breakfast.
I mean,
the gospel on.
She absolutely does. She makes her own hash browns.
But I don't want her in that. I know that's her, like, how she is for real. I think it is. But she's like funny, man. That's like motherfucking whatever the nigga's names is.
Can I just say that this is exactly why I've been so hesitant to drop an episode? Because I feel like niggas don't like me if I'm not funny.
What you mean?
I literally just said, besides the fact of like my anxiety, like killing me about like the things that have been happening recently, but that's why I haven't recorded my episodes. Cause I'm like, damn, like here I am with like nothing like really like shits and giggles to like joke about like I usually do. Like, yeah. And I feel like, I don't know.
No, that's, I think that's different. When you're put in the role of comedic relief. That's been her role for what, 6-7 seasons?
What, nigga, what show are we watching? This is like the fourth season. Good God. He said Rachel. Rachel's been on Friends for 10 years. Like, whoa, like wrong show.
Well, okay, so she's been the comedic relief
for 3 summers.
For whatever the fuck. And like the show is serious. It's getting serious enough. Mm-hmm. I don't want her to be that, and I just don't want her to be in that role.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about this episode is you get that feeling, but she's not even in an episode. Like, nobody's in the episode.
I feel like this is like the season of power when fucking Ghost's daughter died.
She like a potato. Rest in peace, Rena. She like an Idaho.
Fucking coffee bean,
mashed potato.
You're so fucking ignorant for that. But that's this season, man. That's what it feels like. But yeah, man, I just, you know, I want to get, you know, I don't know. Maybe I want to get back to the funnies.
Yeah.
But that ain't got nothing to do with you.
Well, not this part. I'm just saying that's, to me, it's like on the same vein. Like, I feel like how you're criticizing her is how I feel like people are going to criticize me if it's like, if I really have a 45 minute episode where I'm literally talking in this monotone, like, voice, like.
Because I do it. Look, I get super ignorant and then I get serious.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear
it. Can be like that.
I hear it. So, you want a little bit of both with Kelly? Or you just don't want none of
that? give me at least a little bit of both. Can now, I, it's like the, it's the, like 90-10 right now.
The repeat of the voicemail in Spanish wasn't hilarious the way she was saying it. She was hella loud. Like,
no, because I'm not listening that long for any of that.
Me llamo S.
Fucking Kelly the Explorer around this motherfucker, man. It's not.
Oh, man. All right.
Come on, man. Let's get back. Let's get Kelly back to where she was, please.
So,
Because now, what's the name? Phased out.
Who are we talking about?
Chad.
Oh, Chad, yeah.
Chad gone.
He probably overdosed on steroids.
He ain't gone, but, you know, he was.
He's out. I mean, basically, he was Lawrence's best friend and roommate. But
that's so, not Chad gone. Well, not gone, but he hasn't been. Well, he's been in what? Once or twice,
yeah. The beginning around the baby shower.
Everybody's gone except like, well, Kelly is super serious now. So the only comedic relief except the, you know, the Issa's here and there is her brother.
I love her. I love him. Yeah. I love her brother so much. I need to know what he was eating. I kind of want some.
Oh, the hot shit?
His mouth was so hot.
Yeah. But what's that show when they be eating the hot wings?
The hot ones.
Yeah. Some shit like that. I can't do it, though. Shout out to
you. You don't like hot stuff at all?
Not like that. It got to be, like, medium. It got to be medium.
I'll take one medium hot, please. No, yeah, I like spicy stuff. So I was hearing what he was saying, but I was also trying to be like, what is on your plate? Like,
yeah, that's wild.
I'm drunk and hungry. I'm sorry.
I think I had some, like, a couple months ago, I had, like, some sauce that was, like, fucking.
What'd you eat it on?
I think it was a taco.
Okay.
But it was some sauce, and I was
muy
like,
caliente.
Oh, get this shit the fuck up out of here.
I feel like I'm like the only person I know that like loves spicy foods. Like,
yeah, that's unfortunate.
Is it?
Yeah.
It makes me a spicy person. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, anyway. All right.
So I guess this poses the question, like, so let's just get back to Issa being kind of weird about whether or not she should help Nathan. I'm not even going to say hang out, but help him, right?
Yeah.
Does this character need to be phased out? Like, how does Nathan add to the story at this point?
I actually think Nathan is going to have more screen time come next season. I think Lawrence, it seems like they can potentially, either it's going to be like a spinoff or they slowly phasing him out with this San Francisco shit.
You think he's going?
Well, Issa can't leave.
No, I know she can't. I just, like, I don't. You think he's leaving? I don't think he's leaving. I think
pushing this San Francisco shit pretty hard.
I understand, but don't you think that it could also push a ultimatum between him and what
nope,
he wants?
Nope, because it's too soon.
But just based on, like, the way that they've reconnected, don't you feel like nobody was ever completely detached from each other? Look how easy they fell back into that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not
the conversation of what happened in a relationship lasted over a drink, and then after that, it was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They pushing in San Francisco shit hard as fuck though.
But I think it's gonna be because he's gonna end up choosing Issa over San Francisco.
I mean, that's not hard to do.
Choosing Issa over San Francisco.
Did I choose anybody over San Francisco?
Because Issa got pussy in San Francisco.
I'm just saying, shit. I went out. Well, I haven't been out there since they like redid it, but it's like, y'all can keep all of this shit. It's like, what the fuck out of here? What the fuck is this? Like,
I'm going to sleep. So anyway, yeah. So okay. So I just wanted to bring that up. That's interesting that you think that he's gonna have more screen time, but that's interesting. We'll see.
A little love triangle. Or whatever the fuck you want.
I mean, but when she was in his new apartment, she seemed to, like, she had the opportunity to not bring it up, and she brought it up. And so that means that relationship's important to her, and she really is trying to, whatever it is, she's trying to start it on the better foot, right?
Wait, before we get there, you know, we just skipped a few things.
Oh, my bad.
Are you still on Nathan?
I'm still kind of on Nathan, but go ahead. That's it, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of over his character.
Everybody on the internet wants him to go away. Because, again,
I want him to go in real life.
Hey, he got hit by a rubber bullet last week. We're going to uphold and protect this man.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't feel no way about this nigga. Like, she said what she said.
Because right now, he only getting like 30 seconds of 40 seconds of screen time.
He got like 5 minutes today, this episode.
Okay. Well, before Issa goes to his house, though.
Okay.
So Molly did end up returning her phone call, and they did meet up
for a brunch.
Yeah.
That's a nice way of girls saying, hey, we're gonna meet here in the daytime so we don't fight.
She had her San Quentin cheerlead outfit on.
Like, she was cheering in the longest yard. I cannot
give me a D.
You got your D. You got your D.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? She got like a full, like a denim skirt on the show. Like, what the fuck, man? Like,
you're not being a little hard on her wardrobe. Now, I want to go. I want to go look at it again.
That shit was nasty. She had a fucking denim skirt on, a denim fucking jacket, coat, shit.
So a Canadian
and
tuxedo.
Some white boots.
So she had a Canadian tuxedo on. She's like, Sarah Palin? All right, cool.
Start your press, nigga.
All right, white boots. I didn't even.
Yes, she had the white boots.
My mind refused to look down.
See?
So they're meeting, and
super awkward.
But why though? It's because they're choosing to not. I've been guilty of this sometimes, where there will be an issue, and instead of being like, "Yo, this is how I feel about this issue," or "This is how you made me feel," like if the person allows me, I will just fucking gloss right the fuck over it. Like I know that that's something I've done before,
yeah.
And like watching it, like watching two people fucking gloss over shit, just made it feel so ridiculous. Like, and so to anybody ever glossed over, my apologies, and I will try to be a better person.
I can't do it.
I mean, it's just because, okay, I'm because the kind of person that I don't up. Even want, like, fuck, this is so terrible, but I avoid stuff to not have to deal with it.
I avoid shit too. I avoid shit too, but if I avoid it, I avoid it altogether, right? So what I don't like is when, If we're around each other and there's an issue, don't take what you got here. Well, don't take what you received when we were together and then have this super motherfucking Dragon Ball Z energy when you're around somebody else.
Oh, you mean say it to my face?
So it's like, when her and, you know, Issa had their little situation, both of them was beating around the bush, it was like, she went to fucking,
what's his name? Bruce Lee. Go ahead, call him that.
Yeah.
Racist. I'm just kidding. What's his name?
She went to Liu Kang.
How do you get? All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, and, she just had this another type of energy. It was like, you should have just gave that to the.
But she loved doing that. She loved going home to him and woofing. Like, that's her thing now.
Trash, man.
Which is good. Which could vary. Ladies, watch out when you're doing shit like this. Because you don't want to, like, let this be, like, a every fucking time you see your dude thing. And not saying that the things that are happening in your life aren't important. But just find other ways to fucking relay that information as opposed to this.
Yeah, that to me was trash. Like, you could have just. And I don't know what she's waiting on. I mean, I kind of know.
She wants somebody to kiss her ass. Yeah. Like, Molly's that type. She
want to kiss her boots.
Yeah, I'm cool. Them white boots. I'm cool. No. That's just the kind of person she is. So, anyway, they eat brunch. They drink a whole motherfucking thing of mimosas and never bring up the block party. They hug, kind of, say goodbye. This was fun. Oh, I'm helping. And then she brings up that she's helping Nathan move. And pretty much to say, like, hey, so I hope I'll see you, right? Yeah.
They both was bringing up, like, family shit, which is cool, but still beating around the bush.
I mean, well, they are definitely beating around the bush. But the things that they were talking about wasn't really superficial. Because it would have been things they would have been talking about anyway on a normal basis, on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's a little different.
But was that the time and place to be talking about that shit?
No.
Probably not. And remember, Issa only called her over there to ask her advice.
Mm. Yeah, that shit was trash.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Absolutely.
On both sides.
No one is.
But then it was like, when she got, well, no, that was a dream. That was a dream, so I take that back.
What?
Because I was saying, when she got the phone, when she seen that Issa was calling her, she got like this smirk on her face.
Oh, yeah, that was the dream.
Yeah,
that was the dream. Because in Issa's dream, she couldn't wait to tell her how she was self-centered and only think about herself. But then that brings up the thought, like, obviously Issa thinks that about herself. Or she's letting those fucking words that Molly said bury
both of them said some shit that they're holding on to. And, yeah, that should do that. It'll do it to you. You say something fucked up enough.
Yeah.
It'll fuck up a person.
That's true. So, yeah. So, that was brunch. That was pretty much it. And then after that, Molly goes, like you said, over to Andrew and pretty much, like, woofing. Like, that's all she likes to do. She likes to make herself look like the bigger, better person in situations and act like nothing that she's ever done or nothing that she ever does is wrong. And I don't know. And you know what I like about Andrew is that he's always quick to be like, okay, but. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, why you didn't do it.
Right. Okay, cool. But she invited you to brunch, so what did you do after you got there? Nothing.
Yeah, man. This is the first time I'll probably ever say this, but.
What?
black women's taking L's, man.
Why do I feel like this is not the first time you said that?
Oh.
Who else is in this room? Man. Skinny is not in here. Like.
Andrew don't she don't deserve Andrew.
Oh, I said that. I said that a couple weeks ago. Oh. Run it back. I don't like them.
Excuse
me? I don't like them together.
It looked like it ain't going to be too much longer, shit.
And
It's already some issues.
Yeah. Between because
but we gonna get there. We okay. skipping. We skipping. All right. We skipping.
All right. Go ahead though.
So after Andrew kind of called Molly out on her bullshit. Issa calls Lawrence. Right after, so when Molly goes to Andrew's house, she's like venting, right, mm-hmm. and then. When Issa calls Lawrence, she's like thinking everything is all good. Mm-hmm. So I guess where is the disconnect? Like, does Issa not feel like the situation is as serious as it is? And is that what's frustrating Molly? Is Issa isn't taking it as serious?
Or is it that they're best friends and they know that sometimes these things happen and it'll just be okay. And I can just invite you over for mimosa or self-care Sunday and it could just be over with.
But I feel like both of them are at a point where it's not okay.
Yeah. And because they're not talking, they don't know that. Mm. Except when we get to the end, I guess.
Yeah. And then, you know, Issa goes to, what's his name? Nathan.
Nathan, can you help me move Issa?
She goes to, she goes to Nathan's house and she's making it super uncomfortable and awkward.
Is she? Because he came in and tried to hug.
It's apparent. Hey, it's apparent. You know what I'm saying? He wants to smack them cheeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me repay you for all this hard work you're about to do.
But she should have just said it.
I mean, it took her getting into the door maybe 5 minutes in. So she should have been like, hey, coming to help you move boxes. I got a nigga. Like, should she have said that?
Like, you know.
Should she have said it when he reached in for the hug?
It's like pause, you know.
Should have
like,
been like,
yeah, got pause, a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you in the Matrix and shit, and then y'all have like a fucking conversation. And then you go on about your business, but you let it get too far.
I hear it. Well, I mean, not too far.
Oh, that sounds kind of rapey.
He took his dick out.
I don't want to fuck. I'm not victim blaming around here. I'm not victim shaming. Oh my God. Yeah, my man went to smack.
Okay,
cheeks.
Nobody raped anyone.
But I just
no. But he definitely was showing vibes. That's what I'm saying. So when should she have? If 5 minutes into being there wasn't long or wasn't?
She should have key cut.
So when he came in for the hug, should she have been like?
The hug was cool, but he was like flirting shit. He wanted to smack the cheeks.
You could tell how that hug was about to be. It was about to be real long, like fucking lingering.
He was thinking
and
about
back
that.
Rubby.
He was thinking about that when she was on her way there.
Back rubby and shit. You can't when you have a man, you cannot just be accepting back rubby hugs from niggas.
Shit, man. Look. That poontang marinating while she picking up all them boxes. I'm finna smack cheeks.
I can't stand.
Shit, man, look, man, ain't nothing like some poontang.
You were fragrant ass pussy, like I cannot.
After a hard day of helping somebody move, you know what I'm saying? So
in the middle of moving, they have to go back over to Andrew's to go pick up some stuff.
No, first, before even all that shit.
Okay.
Hey, man, I was going to call at first. I was like, man, Nathan a bitch ass nigga for that shit, man. Because I felt like he was dirty macking.
Oh, after she said?
Throwing shots and shit. Because he was like, oh, I thought you was over that shit.
And he sounded like, it wouldn't have mattered if she said it or not. Go ahead. Continue.
No, I'm saying, I think, because I was going to say he a bitch ass nigga because, you know. He was like throwing shots and shit. He was
even after she said she had a man, it didn't matter.
Like he feel what did he say about Lawrence?
He's too sometimey.
Yeah, like nigga, bitch ass nigga, what?
You Lawrence, you mad? Like, what the you fuck? Don't know me.
Bipolar is sometimey in Spanish, nigga. Like,
in
so, Espanol. So, but I it,
Come on, Sadie, say bipolar.
But it was like, you know, Issa should have hit him with it right off the bat.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, when is right off the bat when she literally said it, like, very soon after she got there? Like, you want him? You want her to ring the doorbell and be like, hey, it's Issa, I got a man.
Do not compare this to any other situations because this shit sounds terrible right now. I'm not getting it out right.
At all.
Issa gave the nigga too much time, man.
I don't know how much time. Like, but when? Like, She literally didn't give him that much time. Like, she said it before she got welcomed into the house. I got another dick. It's like, I don't need your help.
The way I'm trying to explain it is not coming out right.
Because there's no way else to explain it, y'all. He just tried. He was talking shit. Issa should have fucking.
My man was in his feelings.
Okay.
Well, man's was
which
in
is,
feelings.
I mean, and which is why Issa didn't just come out. Hey,
Issa should have like texted him and was like, "Look, before I come, I have a boyfriend."
What?
Like, call her. And she could have called him.
Hey,
and
I'm totally him. Down to help you, but I also have to let you know
I have a boyfriend.
How does that even sound? Because like now you're like pre-assuming that he's hella horny for you, like.
Hey, man.
And like if a nigga not horny for you like that, he gonna be like, bitch, I don't want to ask you about that nigga.
Hey, you'd rather be safe than sorry.
I'm rather see.
Oh my god. Hey, we got
I wanna go home.
Right at all.
Alright.
I can't I'm trying to articulate my words.
Just stop.
And it's not happening right mm-hmm. now.
It's okay. He said she should have said in the door. Hey, what's up? Here in the movies boxes. Fucking somebody else. Oh, he gonna be like, oh, for sure. Come on in. He'd have been like, who's Nathan? Close the door.
Duh, whatever.
I don't need your help, bitch.
I'm still trying to find a way to really articulate what it is I'm trying to say, and I can't get it out. All it right, just
well,
sounds real.
Tweet it later.
Please just don't compare this to any other situations.
But. Okay. All right, y'all. Y'all know where to find him. So, talk y'all shit. Anyway, so now Molly goes to Andrew.
Where they at? They're at. She brought what the fuck? She bring like chicken? She brought Chinese again or some shit.
Oh, she brought Chinese. He wanted Thai or
some other shit. I don't know. That's rich,
I don't know.
Rich
relationship
shit.
Issues.
Rich nigga shit. Don't bring me none of that shit.
What you want? Popeyes.
Yeah, nigga. All right, like Hamburger Hut, you know what I mean? From the local hood market, you know what I'm saying? Right. Give me a.
You know, I've never eaten there. I know. So, all y'all that's listening that love Hamburger Hut, y'all should just.
That's wild.
All force me to go. I mean, I heard the tenders were delicious.
There's another one that's pretty good off of like Buffalo and West Cliff.
Oh, that's more of my neighborhood. Say more.
Yeah, their fingers are pretty well.
Okay.
But
I
you
can
went to the hood, man.
I mean, it's not like I haven't driven past it. I just never gone.
Yeah, that's wild. You gotta have it at least once. You a local now, bro?
I guess so. I suppose I've been here long enough.
Exactly.
But not on this side of town, though.
Damn.
Not on this side of town, though.
Get it, Postmates.
Nigga, that shit gonna be. How cold? Ice cold. The fucking shit. You laughing because you know that shit. You know where I live. That shit hella far.
And we Postmated some fucking ice cream. That shit was like.
Where, nigga?
That shit was fucking like metal. We got that shit. Like, what the fuck is this? This is a fucking straw in a cup.
Nigga.
That shit was fucked up, man. Yeah, that shit's trash.
Oh, man. Anywho. So.
Fries be all.
That's what I'm
soggy.
Saying. Like, you asking somebody to bring me Hamburger Hut 30 minutes away is what you're saying. Like, you know. And I feel like all hood places, and no shade to fucking Hamburger Hut because I've never been there before, but all hood fucking places, if you don't eat those french fries 5 minutes after the fucking dirty finger dude, this shit fantasy you.
No, we got a fucking. What's another hood spot? Oh, Mario's. Have you ever had Mario's fish?
Absolutely, I have.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I have.
Now, that shit dissolve in your mouth.
Literally.
When it goes cold. Nigga, that,
does it? That does that shit, nigga, or get stuck in your throat like shit, a
like that cement. Shit is like what's them straws like in California that they be giving you the paper straws? That's how that shit is if you don't eat it right away.
Oh my god. They have paper straws out here too. I just don't understand.
Yeah,
like,
that's nasty. I don't want
by the half point of your drink, like you're literally just tasting loose leaf. Like
yeah. It's not cool.
Just guys, go
give me
on
the fucking cup.
Go, just, I'll just fucking just mouth on this.
Just give me the cup, shit.
I mean, I bought some fucking reusable fucking straws from fucking Amazon, and they fold up, and I keep them in my purse.
Give me the cup, bro.
I hear you. Good.
The corona ain't stopping nothing over here.
So anyway, so they go over to Andrew's house, Molly and Nathan, to go pick up some more things. So it wasn't like a social visit, really.
Yeah.
And they kind of catch Molly and Issa at like the very ass end of like a disagreement, kind of. Or like a tiff. I'm not going to say a disagreement.
No, Molly and Andrew.
Damn, what did I just say? Nathan?
Molly and Issa.
Molly and Issa. Molly and Andrew.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Okay, at least I ain't calling him fucking Liu Kang or shit. Andrew.
Shang Shun.
Call him Daniel Son and shit. Anyway, so yeah, Molly and Andrew are like on like the ass end of like a tiff or like a miss.
I don't think I think it's they on real shaky grounds. Because already, like, I want something and you purposely brought me something else. That's one. Two.
She did.
Two, you.
Okay.
I'm trying to be there for you. I'm trying to be the voice of reason. And you're not trying to hear me at all. That's two. And three, I know what happens, but to outright be like, I don't fuck with your folks, that's a deal breaker. Especially to someone that's really family oriented. Like, y'all don't have to get along, but at least try to be cordial.
Yeah. I mean, but on the other end of that, the last time that she saw him, he was very disrespectful.
Yeah. I'm not saying.
And so I'm now, not saying. I don't know how I would personally feel about taking somebody's floor seat to go sit and kiki and act like I'm cool with them in public when I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, I've had situations, you know, I've had situations in my situation where some shit has happened, and it took me years to let that shit go, but I know it affects other people,
everybody, you know what around I'm
saying?
You.
So
I hear it.
It's like that's. I mean, I don't know. It's fucked up, but to somebody that's real family oriented, to just be like, all right, I'm not fucking with you, and then he was like, you know, well, you know, I just told him you were at work, and she was like, I didn't tell you to lie for me, like. Man, y'all be ready to snatch you up, snatch all this denim off of you. The fuck? The entitlement, man.
But again, like, I need y'all to stop being surprised at the way that Molly acts.
Oh.
Like, she's giving y'all these motherfucking breadcrumbs.
But the brother shit could be a deal breaker. The brother shit could be a real deal breaker. Even though he's asshole.
I was going to say, I hear it, but also, what strides has he made to get his brother on the same page too?
I'm
assuming that that's who he was talking to.
Yeah.
And that he hurried up and got off the phone instead of like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like there was an opportunity there. So I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
So I hear both sides.
Okay.
I am not one to be, forced into doing things I don't want to do.
Yeah.
So I hear it. Okay. I just don't know how comfortable I would have been in general after the last time I hung out with you. The very next time I hear your name is you trying to get me to do something else with you. I'm cool on that. Now if we need to have a conversation and cool, and a few months down the road, then now we can go to that basketball game.
We've been told that these episodes are a month apart.
Who said that, Issa?
I don't know where the fuck I got that from.
Oh my God. I keep telling you, you want a Tyler Perry timeline. It could be 3 years, an hour. I don't fucking know. So,
oh, shit.
This nigga keep.
Technical difficulty. All right.
So, anyway.
So, yeah.
So, Molly and, Issa and Nathan arrive. Yeah. They're like, hey, just come to pick up some stuff. Molly's, and then Molly, Andrew kind of hits Molly, like, ask her to stay.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the vibe throughout the entire stay. So they do stay. They stay for dinner and they play drinking games afterwards. But the entire vibe throughout the night is Andrew is like nudging Molly to do things, nudging Molly to participate, nudging Molly to act like she's interested in this.
Yeah.
I really wasn't
disagreeing with Molly. Like, you can't fake that type of energy, I guess.
Right, but you can't fake it. But she allowed it to become fake. Like, so when he nudged me, and I'd have been like, nah, we're not eating dinner with them. Like, I said what I said.
Yeah.
And that's that. But instead, she's trying to, I guess, I mean, appease him. But like, maybe for the wrong reasons. Like, her appeasement to that situation made me feel like that's just Molly being afraid of losing somebody. Mm. And so, whether everything inside of her told her she wasn't ready to sit down with her.
But again, I was with Molly until she sent the text message out. Like,
again,
you had, man, where's that energy for, she's in front of you.
Yeah.
But she's in front of you.
Again, I feel like y'all asking too much of her character. This is the person that she is.
Jesus Christ.
She's very, like, think about how she is at work. Very kind of like at first when we were first being introduced to her, like in the workplace, like she's kind of like Molly's not uncomfortable with going around stuff, if that makes any sense. Like, and you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I feel like we're in general asking, we're getting to the point where this relationship is asking more of Molly than I think all of us know that she's willing to give.
Yeah. Okay. I can agree with that.
But so anyway, so she sends this text message. It's supposed to be for Andrew, and it's pretty much like, see, I'm over here trying with her. Pretty much like, I don't like this bitch, and I'm trying to act like I like this bitch.
Yeah.
And instead of sending it to Andrew, sloppy ass bitch Molly sends it to Issa. Issa sees it. She's ready to go.
Yep.
Issa, wait. Just wait. And even like when she noticed that Issa saw it, she could have been like, well, then we have to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm wrong. But like, we also have to have a conversation. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, I guess they kind of had it.
And
so
it was like, okay, hold up. Wait.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So she walks out.
I want to talk to you.
Right. Pretty much like, but, and so they both stand in front of each other and they're just kind of like,
and then the entitlement, nobody's saying anything.
No, yeah. Like, they both kind of acknowledge, I'm still upset about some shit that neither one of us wants to talk about. And so at the end of the conversation, I mean, they say some things, and the end of it is basically Molly saying, in this space, I don't know if you and I are a thing anymore.
But it was almost like she was only saying that
to get
a reaction.
Of course she was, because you saw it in her face. She wasn't saying that because she meant it. She was saying it because she wanted Issa to feel some way. Yeah. But I feel like,
I think Issa was serious with that, okay, though.
I know that she was, and I'm going to tell you why. It's just because, like, in their own mind, they're both taking strides towards this and trying to better this relationship. But I really feel like when we really look at the legwork, I really feel like, to me personally, Issa be doing a lot more. Mm. And I feel like in this, since the block party, I feel like Issa has been the one trying to make it less awkward, trying to, like, you know, like, have open some type of line of communication with her. And whether or not it was right or wrong to ignore the real issue here, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know about that. But as far as who's been trying more, I feel like it was Issa. And I feel like at this point, when you're texting somebody else about me and I'm sitting right in fucking front of you, and you know what I'm saying? And we're at this point where we're having this conversation on the steps. Bitch, whatever you have to say, okay, cool. Because I'm over it.
Yeah.
Like, here I am, like, not going out of my way, but, like, really trying to rectify this, maybe without rectifying it, but still trying to, like, get in some type of normalized space with you again. Yeah. And then every time I do, you're shooting me down, you're ignoring me, you're bypassing whatever the fuck I'm saying. And so now you're standing in front of me telling me that I'm not equipped to be your friend. I'm more, okay, bitch. All right.
Yeah.
Let it be that then, and then I can stop stressing over this. I can stop losing sleep over this. I can stop trying to figure out ways to fucking tiptoe around you to fucking get you to talk to me again. Fuck it.
Yeah, just okay.
Yeah, okay. And then Molly said, okay.
Yeah, that's
like,
dumb.
I can't believe that's all you said. But, like, what else was there to say? And that's what Issa asked her. Like, I don't know what else you want me to say.
Yeah.
Like, I've been literally fucking, like, following up behind you, like on some low key shit, like trying to get you to like notice me again, like trying to get you to acknowledge me, and like, you know what I'm saying? And like, again, this might not have been the best way to do it, by like trying to ignore the facts. Maybe that made it worse. I don't know, but I know that I feel like Issa was serious when she said, okay.
Yeah, that's
I mean, I'm telling y'all, my nigga, like, I am really this bitch. Like, in this, in a lot of like friendship situations, like, I'm her. Like, so I feel it.
So, do you have any predictions for the season finale? Full Nolly?
I mean, I want to say that hopefully Condola comes back, but I don't see that happening. They really deaded her in the first like 2 minutes of the episode. Yeah, so, I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll see if this nigga, I feel like this nigga will get an opportunity in San Francisco and he not going to go. That's probably all I got. That's all. That's literally all I can see for next week.
Well,
a lot of crying.
We still have
a lot of irritation. We still have to Andrew. Probably
we still have their friends. But what I can say is I think both of their relationships are on shaky ground. The thought of Lawrence leaving, Molly and Andrew, extremely shaky. They both might just end up alone, and then the friends bring them back together.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. I mean, we'll see. Everybody, it's just so weird, like, for me to think in the last...
I've been wrong every one except...
You haven't been wrong that often. I think that my predictions are more grando. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like your permission...
Grando? Don't you even want them T-I-ass words? What the fuck?
Expeditiously. No, but I mean, like, I feel like, no, you've been kind of, you haven't been so off as you think that you've been. They did get cleared for season 5, though, so there's that. Oh my God.
She gotta be like 5 episodes. Well,
this was fun. Anyway, what's your prediction?
I mean, this season has, the last 2 seasons have been, I don't know.
Just want some tenders now. I'm sorry. Oh my
God. But that's the only predictions I got.
So I was wrong last week, but really it's just like one more episode now. So
yeah,
we'll be back to wrap it up, y'all.
All right, y'all. Peace. All right,
bye. That was a really terrible way to end the show. Like, I felt like we just ended that. Okay, guys, sorry. We'll try better next week. Bye.